Manifesting money mistake number 21 and a half. This is going to be so much fun. Let's call this counting cash instead of counting on you. My name is Mr. 2020. It is the 21st of February, Wednesday, 7:07 a.m. Melbourne, Australia. Let's have some fun. Ready? Stop counting cash. Start counting on you. That's it. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You know, here's one of the things that's really cool. Neville shared a story about a lady who had a business where she got paid in cash. And she imagined counting cash, and that's how she had her win. I want you to get the gold here, because most of us don't have lifestyles where we count cash, or we count cash whenever we're not sure if we have enough. Go get the piggy bank, James. We're going to count that there money in there so we can go shopping for the meat that's going to expire today. Been there, done that. You know, I was a part-time cop. I grew up on welfare. Put myself through the police academy, took out loans. Got jobs at three different departments. I worked for three different part-time departments at once. That's what life was like in Pennsylvania. That's how you got your start. And there were weeks I worked 60, 80 hours, and most of that went to the tax man. Paid for my Chevy S10 pickup truck. Paid for my apartment. Paid for all the petrol to get to all the places. Some days, some weeks, I'm sorry, I worked like 2-3 hours, went to court, that's about it. It was feast or famine, and it was not a way to live, and it had me always counting on counting cash and counting the days to the end of the month. Have you ever done that? It's not fun. And so people read or listen to this story where Neville talks about, I think she was a seamstress. And she got paid in cash, and she imagined counting cash to imply that she got what she needed, the business that she needed, the money that she needed. And one of the things that I've noticed from teaching this stuff for a long time now is that tends to backfire for most people because they don't have businesses where they are getting paid cash. Now, yes, we've had a few people be given cash after they imagine holding cash. But Neville Goddard says there's no one to change but self. And one of the things that we've noticed that really is a big game changer is that you take an event, a typical event in your life, that you do now that you would do then, but you'd experience it differently. You know, if you doubled your income and you worked half the time, how would you buy peanut butter or petrol different? I'm always asking that question because I want to get the rational mind out of the way. Because most people are going, well, if I doubled my income, and immediately they fuzz out. I watch them do it. They fuzz out. And they imagine having to work twice as much. They go, oh, I don't know. I don't want to double my income. No. If you doubled your income and worked half the time, now what? Let's divorce time from money. Until you divorce time from money, you're going to have a tough time with this. Money is not dependent on time. As long as you imagine money and time are dependent on each other, you're going to have wages by the hour, and you're going to have month and money, like try to see which one runs out first. God, I used to love months like February, 28 days most of the time. The longer months, they scared the heck out of me, because it's like 2-3 extra days of month without 2-3 extra days of money. But I seem to digress. Ready? So I get a massage every Monday, 90-minute, $135. Every Monday, that's what I committed to. I can do that. I'm investing my money with someone who I know, love, and trust. I respect this girl, right? Her name's Jessie. She runs an amazing Thai massage joint, and I get worked on by her and another girl on Monday, every Monday at 10 a.m. Neville Goddard says, always be investing. And I told Jesse, I'm going to be here every Monday this year. Unfortunately, I have to skip next Monday, but that's all right, I told her. So we've got something very special planned. More on that later. But I tell you, being able to, you see, I had to imagine being the guy who is able to make that kind of commitment. You see, I like getting my body worked on. I could get it worked on once in a while, maybe get a 30-minute one, maybe get an hour one, maybe get a 90-minute one as a special treat. But I gotta tell you, it's the regular dosage. It's the once a week. It's the going in there and just having them continually optimize my body. You getting some gold here? Because if I was counting cash, seeing if I had enough cash to make it to the end of the month, if I was counting cash, using that to imagine somebody giving me cash, that would have me focused on the cash. And what I'm focused on is my life, my body, my enjoyment. Now let's go back to the peanut butter question, because I love this one. If you doubled your income and worked half the time, how would you buy peanut butter differently? See, I got a lady at the pool. She tells me, I don't understand why anybody would buy what you buy. She tells me, I get the cheap peanut butter. I get the stuff from Aldi's. It's just as good. It's exactly the same. And I go to the Aldi's and I look, and her peanut butter has cottonseed oil in it. Hydrogenated cottonseed oil. I wouldn't rub that on a cat. Right? My uncle used to say that. I wouldn't rub peanut butter on a cat. He was a hick. Love him. But anyway. It's horrible. She even gave me a jar. I just scooped in it, and it just didn't feel like peanut butter. It wasn't the same. But it saved a dollar. See, she's imagining saving a dollar. I'm imagining investing in what I truly enjoy, what my body likes, what's pure, what's natural, what's fun. And here's what happens. When you become an investor, you stop thinking about spending. Because most people experience money coming in as one thing and money going out as spending. Neville Goddard said to always be investing. Always. Your time, your money, your imaginal act. That came from a spiritual experience that his wife had. Always be investing. Your time, your money, your imaginal act. Notice he didn't say always be counting. Notice he didn't say hope. Because that's what happens a lot of times when people count. They're automatically hoping. Versus, I don't want you to imagine the money. I want you to imagine what implies. Because that's what Neville Goddard taught time and time again. And the more personal your imaginal experience, the more powerful your imaginal experience. So how do you let it be personal? Again, how would I buy peanut butter if I doubled my income and worked half the time? I imagined that and I did it. All right. How would I experience getting massages? How often would I get them? How long would I get them for? All right. You get imagining that implies something. Imagining that activates something. And that's what I want you to do today. So, if you got gold today, I invite you to invest in you. NevilleGoddardProsperityPack.com. It's got a bunch of recordings. It's got a massive handbook. Here's my suggestion. Print the handbook out so you can feel the weight of it in your hands, so you can open it up, so you can scribble inside. There's something magical about holding something that you scribble your notes inside of. And you can do that while listening to the recordings. You can listen to the recordings while you jog. You can, sit on the deck with a nice cigar and a glass of scotch and go through the prosperity pack if you want to as well. The written part. But the two working together is dynamic. There's 60 lessons total in there. One sneaky one and 59 obvious ones. But I want you to change your life. I want you to do what works. All right. That's what I got today. Let's imagine of something lovely as we go into the silence. All right. Dive deeper, soar higher, always be investing. Thank you for listening. Leave a comment, share the show. You never know who you're going to bless. You found us for a reason. As far as I'm concerned, you found us to find freedom. Because that's what we're all about. Freedom. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. And you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.